Calling It with Ivan Yates and Sean Defoe. A News Talk original podcast.
It's Sean Defoe here.
And Ivan Yates.
And this is Calling It, where we are drilling down into all 43 Dáil constituencies, one at a time, running through the runners and riders, the geography and all the other detail.
It ends up that I'll try and call the TDs to be elected on the 29th of November. No easy task.
No, and this episode is a tricky one. Wicklow, Wexford. This is a brand new constituency. It is three seats. It's made from the carve-up of Wexford and Wicklow, as you might have guessed. Some TDs suggesting it should be called the Wicklow constituency, but Wicklow, Wexford is what will be on the ballot paper. It's about 50,000 people from Wexford, north of Enniscorthy, so you're talking Gorey, Ferns and Buncloddy, and about 35,000 people from Wicklow, from Rathdrum down, including Arklow and Ockram and places like that. South Wicklow has never returned a TD to the Dáil. Arklow has never had a TD. They're hoping to change that at this election, and helping that is the fact that there are no sitting TDs in this area and only one sitting Oireachtas member, which makes it very interesting. It's also got among the fewest, I think in fact the fewest, a number of candidates across the country with just 10 people running. So in theory, it could be the easiest constituency in the country to get elected in if you're a serious candidate. The candidates and runners and riders in 2024: Malcolm Byrne of Fianna Fáil, Pat Kennedy of Fianna Fáil, Brian Brennan for Fine Gael, Fintan O'Hoolihan from Sinn Féin, Pierre Leonard, Independent, Aisling O'Keefe of Solidarity People Before Profit, Anne Walsh from the Green Party, Sinead Boland of AIN2, Francis Lawler for Independent Ireland, and Ilse Marie Nolan, an Independent. Ivan, I mean, in many ways wide open, in many other ways quite a limited pool among those 10 who will be in serious contention.
Yeah, I honestly would appeal to the Electoral Commission to never have this again. It is like, I'd have the crack about different constituencies and people who feel isolated, but like, if there are 11 TDs in Wicklow and Wexford County, and I get that, it should have been 2 threes and a 5. You know, to actually have a 3, a 4, and a 4 was in my opinion, just a big mistake. And I think, therefore, there is no history here. You do not know. There was complete atherby yeah. among the candidates. I asked Brendan, what, you know, it's a huge opportunity for an opposition TD. We've no candidate in Labour in this constituency. Sock Dems, virtually no candidate. Green, no candidate. That tells you it can't be the political parties. It's just the non-homogeneous nature of this hybrid that is a head wreck, that just people have not been interested.
Yeah, and of those centre-lefts, only the Greens have a candidate in it. Solidarity have a candidate, AIN2 do. But it, like, I mean, two of the candidates live outside of the constituency in Dublin and just, you know, won't feature at all. We're sort of put on the ballot paper just to have someone on the ballot paper.
So I have a good friend who I'm doing work for in relation to a wind farm, and he's director of elections for one of the parties here, and he has been marking my card in real time over the last 3 months here. So the first thing I would say is that Fine Gael are running only one candidate. I think they should have run Peter Stapleton, who is a newly arrived councillor. You remember I spoke about people like Albert Dolan. Mm. The minute I meet him, I'm saying, you're going to be a TD. Peter Stapleton fits that category.
Okay.
He had a big job with one of the big four, moved down to the arsehole of Wicklow, Ockram or something like that, and he got elected. And he asked for my advice. I said, go play for the local GA team. Go meet 30 new people a week. And, you know, a lot of people kind of stand back and sort of say, how dare he? You know what I mean? He took every bit of advice and he sailed in and got over 2,000 votes for a complete stranger in the area. And he went to the convention against Brennan and the Darcy organisation. You see, he was from the Wicklow side. He was Tinahili, Ockram, that South Wicklow. Not a very the area that actually Podge Brennan used to get elected in. And so therefore, you shouldn't start from there. You've no big town under you. Will he ever make it as a TD? I don't know. But the point is, they could have added him, and I think he would have done better than Brennan.
Okay.
Brennan's a very interesting character. So I knew his father, Phil, very well. I used to hold clinics in his pub, which is one of the biggest pubs in Gorey, called the 64. It's on 64 Main Street, Gorey. Every second Saturday, I was there. Terrible nice man. great Kilkenny cat guy. He passed away and he had a couple of sons, one of which was, he's called Toss Brennan, like the father was called Toss. His name is Brian Brennan and he was the manager of the Arklow Bay Hotel. And that was the most popular wedding venue for people in South Wicklow, North Wexford. And he would have been well known. When the crash happened, that went smash and people would have sympathy for him. He's actually spent the subsequent 13 years now living in Gori in Sri Lanka. He had to make a crust and good luck to him. So he wouldn't actually be that well known by a lot. And you must remember, it's a massive influx of Dublin people, retired people in along the coastline there, you know, Corktown, Tara Hill, all that area.
Big holiday home place and the caravans and all the rest of it.
So the situation is Fine Gael have enough votes to have a quota here. They've just one candidate and, you know, whether... You know, Wicklow people just vote for Harris and vote for Brennan as a proxy, as a Fine Gael candidate. I think Brennan will be elected.
Yeah, he's sort of fishing out of both ends as well, isn't he? His Arklow collections is Gori and he'll do reasonably well in both, enough to get elected.
That's one gone. Okay. And actually, Fine Gael, I should tell you, his campaign in the beginning wasn't going that great, but they tell me lately it's going quite well. And put it like this, I know relatives and people in the sort of Tinnehealy area, my wife's people are there, and they're all voting for him. So that I think he'll make it, no question.
Okay.
So we're now looking at the two Fianna Fáil candidates. Mm. So first thing is my contact in FF headquarters months ago said, write it down, Ivan, Patrick Kennedy, Pat Kennedy has what it takes and he's going to get elected. He's just one of these people. I'm telling you, he got a big vote in Arklow rural area. He's from Rathdrum. And I'll tell you a funny story about him. I was on the train coming home and I meet these alcoholics, you know what I mean, coming from HSE jobs and so on the train. And we have the crack. And I said, do you ever hear of this Pat Kennedy? I hear he's going to be a new TD for this area. What? Him? And I said, why, what's wrong? He said, I got an electric car, this lady said. I got an electric car. And he made a big thing about he'd got a charger in Rathdrum, a public charger, you know, the way you would in a car park or whatever, and so on. She was down to 1% on the car. She eventually got the car stuttering to the charging point, plugged it in. And it wasn't connected to the grid. I'm not voting. And I met him the other day and I gave him jingo, you know, what politicians have to put up with. So anyway, you can imagine that dilemma. So that's my Pat Kennedy story. So essentially, he's a serious candidate.
Yeah.
But when I got onto my friend and I said, I'm feeling it strong. And you see, the great thing about Malcolm Byrne is, first of all, high-profile senator, very articulate on local and national radio and TV, would be a potential minister. And certainly in his head, he's very much a potential minister. So basically, the story is that he won the by-election in 2019. Remarkably, 6 months later, with the highest profile and all the things that a by-election and the proximity between the two dates of the general election in 2020, he loses his seat. So I find that the better Malcolm, who I know well, gets known, the less popular he seems to be.
Poor old Malcolm.
Do you think that's unfair?
It's outrageous, but is it unfair? But within Fianna Fáil, there's a lot of people who think that. He's one of these, a bit like a James O'Connor type, he rubs people up the wrong way.
Exactly. So he could improve his likability skills, but he's working on it. And he knows that I hold these views and I'm passing them on, retailing them. But anyway, my guy says, and this guy would be pretty close and supportive of Pat Kennedy because he's on the Wicklow side, he said Malcolm is going to make it. Simply, he has more numbers of votes to get in Wexford. And while there are misgivings, he has name recognition at every door. And basically, the population, a bit like Timmins in Wicklow, who doesn't have the population in Bolton Glass, is there enough rural Wicklow votes to elect Kennedy? I think there's not two seats. You know, you can't get it on 25% of the vote. And so therefore, I'm saying that the Fianna Fáil seat, simply because there's a bigger Wexford population, simply because of name recognition, that Malcolm will get a second chance at being a TD. And good luck to him.
Yeah, it's about 60-40 in terms of population. So it's not a massive big difference from the Wexford to the Wicklow end, but you're talking about rural Wicklow, and I imagine the candidate you are going to talk about next is also fishing in the Wexford, the Wicklow pool.
Yes, yeah. No. So I've given both seats to Wexford. Is there going to be a Wicklow team? So that's I'm driven towards. It has to be an opposition candidate, mm-hmm. not Fine Gael, not Fianna Fáil, because there isn't enough votes for two seats. And it has to be from Wicklow by a process of elimination.
They have also created this constituency almost exclusively to have a South Wicklow TD and an Arklow TD for the first time. If Arklow can't get a TD this time, when are they ever going to get a TD?
So I started my inquiries into this independent lady who is a potter or self-employed or painter or something like that, artist of some description, Pierre Leonard.
Pottery artist.
So tell me about Pierre Leonard, what you have.
So Pierre Leonard, she elected in Arklow in 2019, then re-elected in 2024, more than 2,000 votes. As I said, a pottery artist has almost 20% of the vote in 2024. Now, like, visibly, possibly doesn't have a great campaign in that she doesn't have a huge amount of posters and that around, but quite well-liked, seen as quite pragmatic. And if you are looking for someone who an independent surge might go behind, I think she may be the candidate.
Okay. So now, who is the opposition candidate that can click this, that has the right geography? And so I looked at Pierre Leonard and I said, you have the potential. And I even said to Verona, you know, you should be chasing up this in the regional independence because she has a right chance of getting elected. Don't know the lady, but I'm looking at circumstance and I'm looking at opportunity and I'm saying, definitely, there's a chance there. Then I hear that the Leonard campaign is off to a quiet start. They're not putting up any posters. All right. And it seems to be not very well resourced, not big momentum.
So GoFundMe, I think, looking for a total of $5,000 and had, last time I checked it, about $2,000.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. Like, I mean, like, please. Like, this would never happen. Like, there's people that have put a fortune of effort and 5 years of time. There's no other constituency in the country. This is shameful on the Electoral Commission that we're now down to what's the situation. So now there's only one person left. That's Fintan O'Sullivan. So Fintan O'Sullivan, I know. So he's a special needs teacher. Apparently he's not taking much time off to canvass. Apparently he has no resources either. And also the situation is he had quite a bit of mojo about him back in the day of the 2019, 2020, along there. But he's not getting any younger, bit introverted, I would say, but not a bad candidate. But he only scraped the last council seat in Gorey.
Mm.
No momentum whatsoever, no feel of it. But, I mean, the brand Sinn Féin, you know, surely is worth 4,000 or 5,000 votes across Wicklow and Wexford. And so I'm coming to the conclusion that, you know, against all my better judgment, Sinn Féin will get this seat.
Okay. By sheer lack of any other credible opposition.
By sheer hames the Electoral Commission has made of it.
So with that in mind, is there a chance that Fianna Fáil...
He's actually Wexford as well. Lives in Gorey.
Three in Wexford, so the whole Arklow thing would still go against them. But given that
I do think Pierre Leonard has a chance if she got her act together.
Given that the opposition is so poor, is there any chance of two Fianna Fáil here as two very strong candidates?
So I looked at the arithmetic there. Like, Wicklow has never been, you know, Pat Casey was in this part of Wicklow.
And Pat Kennedy is his brother.
Brother-in-law. So Pat Casey is the brother of Mrs. Kennedy. Mm. Isn't that right? So, but like, you know, to be honest with you, you know, we are talking about most of the constituencies we went through, the other 42, where, you know, it's actually unfortunate that some of them are not getting elected. They deserve to be TDs. This is scraping the barrel of uncompetitiveness. It is actually just not right what's happening here.
Okay, so there you go.
No, I could see if put it like this, I really could change my mind here, that Pierre Leonard, if I saw any sign of her campaign coming to light, a woman, self-employed, a two-term councillor, Arklow needs a TD, I could actually manage her campaign and get her over the line myself.
Is that you offering now that we are...
No, I'm not. I'm saying, but like, it just needs a bit of professionalism.
Yeah. So she could get there and it could be a win behind them as well. I mean, yeah, I don't feel great about that third
seat. It's by default, whatever happens.
Yeah, could go. So Ivan's predictions for Wicklow, Wexford, you have Malcolm Byrne of Fianna Fáil taking a seat. You have Brian Brennan of Fine Gael taking a seat. And then you have Fiontán O'Hulavan, Sinn Féin councillor, taking a seat ahead of either Pierre Leonard or the second Fianna Fáil candidate in the field. But not without a whole pile of feeling into it. So that is Wicklow, Wexford. That has been Calling It. Sean Defoe and Ivan Yates, produced by Jess Kelly and Mark Simpson. Don't forget to subscribe to catch up on all the different constituencies that we're putting up in the run-up to polling day, November 29th.
Calling It with Ivan Yates and Sean Defoe. A News Talk original podcast.